ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
समय परिस्थिति के अनुसार बहुत अच्छा टॉपिक है।
अकॉर्डिंग टू द टाइम एंड सिचुएशन दिस टॉपिक इज रियली नाइस। टू डेज बैक अव्यक्त बापदादा सेड, अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्रेजेंट सिचुएशन व्हाट इज रिक्वायर्ड, वोल्केनिक योगा इज रिक्वायर्ड। Now is not the time to give knowledge to others, no. Give 7 days course. Now the situation is that of emergency. People are in the mouth of death. In that situation, people need help. They need power. They should listen to knowledge and then convert it into power. That much time is not there. Who can do this? Baba said, you need victorious souls. Win over what? You should be victorious over what? You should be victorious over the 5 senses. We have won over the 5 senses. You will be contented or satisfied of yourself when you understand how much percent you have won over the vices. 1%, 5%, 50% or 90%. Because we know ourselves. Other person, when they say, it will be praise. Everyone knows us properly. What is the way to know us? One is internal and the other one is external. When we sleep at night, our eyes are closed. And if our mind is clean, whatever sanskars are inside, for minimum 1 month, if you feel that there is no dream of 5 vices, that means there is cleanliness inside. When we take the medicine of knowledge, yoga, service, we know that how much these have influenced us. And if we have to know how much purity or cleanliness is inside, 1%, 20%, 50%, 100%, we have to understand ourselves and we have to make effort ourselves. If there is cleanliness inside, then you will understand that the mind is clean or peaceful. Peaceful in the sense, there won't be any peacelessness. Peacelessness arises from the 5 vices, from desires, from wants. So first of all, mind will be peaceful. There will be no duality. There will be no desire and the mind will be peaceful, because of which when we listen to knowledge, the influence of that knowledge will be directly on the intellect, and the intellect imbibes that knowledge and inculcates that. That's why it says that imbibing knowledge takes place in the intellect. If you remember the knowledge, you can see outside the people, the situation. If suddenly a situation comes or a people comes with some sort of examination, who will be able to discriminate that? There should be cleanliness and discrimination power inside. For that, the vritti or attitude should be powerful. If the other person has this negative attitude, Baba said that you should be able to discriminate. If your attitude is pure, that person keeps on churning things. Attitude will be pure. If the mirror is clean, if any kind of situation occurs, then the intellect in the form of mirror discriminates what should you be doing in such a situation. We say the power to discern and power to discriminate and judge, these are not two different powers. How much your intellect is pure, and when situation comes, when difficult person comes, you'll be able to discriminate, discern, and you should know how to deal with so and so person. Baba said repeatedly today that your eyes, you cannot close your eyes. Your repeated behavior or sanskars for many births, you understand that the intellect is the one who sees. When we came, we were 100% pure. There was no influence in the intellect, and the intellect was pure and clean. When you get the knowledge, your awareness start to emerge. When you see the other person, you should think like that. That situation in knowledge won't work. So in the morning, you have to feed the knowledge in the morning. You have to program your mind. Because the sense of the body or the senses of the body is the intellect who is making this work. What is stored in the intellect, if it is programmed in the mind in the morning, you will be able to understand and discriminate in the intellect if there is any kind of negative influence. Other person understand that you should do this, you should not do this. You remember the knowledge. Then they say that, I didn't want to do that, but I did this. I didn't want to look, but I looked. There is dependence. Who is doing this? There is knowledge and there is understanding too, that you should not do this, you should not eat this. You have understanding, but according to, but even though there is understanding, your intellect should work. And they should be programming in the intellect in advance. When the situation comes, an intellect starts to work on its own. That's when we say, Baba did this. We did not know Baba made us do this, and Baba gave us touching. Because I was not ready, I did not plan anything. That's when we say, Baba is making us do the things. Baba gave us knowledge and we understand that and we programmed it in our intellect. There is the program in the intellect for many births. In such a situation, we do this. We have been repeatedly doing this again and again. That's what we say as a habit. Even after knowing knowledge, even after knowing knowledge, we do not do this, and that's when we say that it happened. I didn't do on my own. When you listen to Murli, you should try to revise 1 to 2 points and program it in your intellect. Science has showed this to you. We give the program, then there is work outside. The mechanism is such that you have to imbibe this in the intellect that I have to do this today. Baba said this to me. That's when Baba says that you are the obedient child. When Baba said and you planned immediately and you did today itself. And as soon as you come out of the hall, after reading Murli, you have to pay attention. This is the intellect that works. Then you will see the indication of this. Even if you want, or even if you don't want, only knowledge will come. even if you interact with others, even if you do not want, you say, Baba said so and so to you, because it's stored in the intellect, in the attitude too, that's stored, and it will be showed in the vision or drishti. Even when the situation comes, there won't be anything in your control. When you do it with knowledge, you'll be able to do it on the spot. So talk, action, that's when you say that the new world is created from attitude, the vision is created, and from there the world is created. You have to program your mind. There's a lot of knowledge. You understand too. That's when you say repeatedly, I didn't want to do this, but I did this unknowingly. That is called the power of the intellect. You need the power of the intellect. This understanding. That's when you say you have to change the attitude. That's when Baba said again and again, that your powerful attitude, if the other person is of negative nature, one's positive attitude will be able to change the negative attitude, and they will be able to show the mirror to others and make them feel according to your ability. You will show the mirror to others. If you're more powerful than that, you'll be able to make them realize this is wrong and this is right. If you're much more powerful, then even if the other person raises the hand, you will be able to stop that. So there are different steps. First, showing, then reflecting, and third, to control the actions. This is called controlling the action. First you have to understand the knowledge. Then you have to give training to your mind that you have to do this today. When you come into interaction with others, then automatically your intellect starts to work. That's when you say that you require powerful intellect. It doesn't happen on its own. The science has showed us that electromagnetic waves, when you call someone, dial a number, it immediately reaches America. How did this happen? If anyone doesn't know anything, then they'll say it's a miracle. You just dialed a number and you were able to call somebody else. You need this today. Baba says, while sitting here, you have to make your intellect powerful and clean. And Baba said this, you are Master Almighty Authority. How will you become Master Almighty Authority? You cannot become on its own. First, you need purity. If there is purity, then you will be Master Almighty Authority. With the power of purity, your intellect will be clean. With this clean intellect, you'll be able to take yourself up above and will be able to bring all the powers inside you. There's a lot of water in the ocean, but you have to take according to your capacity. So you are Almighty Authority. If you have to seat yourself in the Master Almighty Authority, then the power will start to work. You are giving sakash to others. You are giving thoughts to others. Will someone believe? You say, Baba, it's not working. Why? Because you're not sitting on your seat. If you sit on your own seat, you will check, what power do I have inside me? What is my mastery? Do I have the power to tolerate? But tolerating in different aspects, family, relations, service, our own sanskars, our own thoughts, different types of tolerance power. Do I have mastery over this? And how much? power to adjust how much do I have. You are able to see, understand, listen. But after all these things, when you look at the other person, you have to just adjust. That's when you see that there is no hatred towards any person. Today Baba said, if you have good knowledge about the drama, there won't be any kind of hatred towards other person, or you won't keep anyone in the intellect because you have proper understanding. That's why it said that you need all these. It doesn't happen on its own. If your intellect understands and if you churn each one power one by one, power to tolerate, power to adjust, power to accommodate, you have to check how much can I do this, how many days will I be able to accumulate this power. If you are able to keep it for a few days and then come back to normal after a few days, that doesn't work. How much percentage power do I have on my own? How much have I become such as victorious over these powers? Victorious soul doesn't come like that. You should be mastery, you should take mastery in the eight powers. The ophthalmologist is just one, but the specialist of eyes, they have mastery in that field. So you need mastery in different powers. You have to churn, for that you have to churn each power and generate that power. Take one, I am a pure soul, and check what are the different types of purity you require. Body, mind, interaction, where you're staying, cleanliness of the room, cleanliness of the clothes. If you're pure, then there is purity power that's generated. You have to generate the waves of purity. It doesn't come on its own. And then you have to compare what is complete purity, who is completely pure. Baba is completely pure. That's when Baba said, become equal to Baba. You have to become equal to Baba. You don't have to beg for it. People have the samskars of begging to others. You have to compare with Baba. How much percent am I equal to Baba? This is power. So take mastery of each power, then you'll become master of almighty authority. So there is order for it. When the situation, people and different negative situation that comes in your life, there will be different other difficult situation that will be coming in the future. If you give 7 days course to others and use this, everyone's intellect is dropped. There is a lot of influence on people's intellect now, and the intellect is in bondage now, and then the soul, in such situation, soul is in bondage. So you need to help others to remove this bondage. You need power for that. In order to give power, Baba says, you have to do volcanic yoga. Your love is 100%. If your life is 100%, you require power too. At the present time, even if you want to do service, if you want to increase the fortune of yourself and others, Baba wants help from your children. Baba wants help. Baba's aim is to transform this world and give inheritance to the children. And Baba requires the help of children too. So you need yogi. You need to become a yogi soul. You need to practice that. First, you have to check yourself. If your daily routine is like that, you have to check. Give training to yourself. If there is any kind of weakness, just think, churn, and make yourself understand, transform that. If a person wants something, there should be an aim. Then according to the aim, you prepare yourself to reach that goal. Because Baba has given unlimited knowledge. You have to use the knowledge on yourself. That's why Papa said, even when you're alone, there is no influence of others. There used to be a lot of rush in the diamond hall. Now it's open. There won't be vibration of one other on you. So Papa has given so much of freedom, subtle and physical form. Through this, you'll be able to make your own stage. There, Papa wants everyone to be in high status, but you need to work and make effort. Papa says you should be courageous, then Papa will help. Without courage, Papa won't be able to help. Effort making is your task. Do not fail, do not be discouraged. You won't be able to say anything. I did so much thing, but I didn't get anything. But you should have faith. There'll be a situation when immediately Papa will come and help. Till then, you'll be able to remain stable, unshakable. For that, you need cleanliness of the intellect. How much your intellect is transparent, pure. If you practice this kind of tapasya and the intellect is pure and victorious, then there is praise of that soul. That's why in India, Diwali is celebrated 8 victorious souls. First 9 days Navratri, then Dashara. Papa said, you just don't have to kill Ravan, you have to burn Ravan. First you burn Ravan, then you celebrate. Then the 9 victorious soul who won over the 5 senses. You have to check yourself. Everyone has a different level. Every single vice is different. For example, for one vice, it's not that you take one medicine and all the 5 vices will be gone. For the corona too, it's not just one kind of medicine. There are different kinds of medicine. So you have to check for anger. You have to experiment on anger. Daily, take 1 murli point. According to your like, take 1 murli point, write it down and keep it with you. And repeatedly teach yourself and remind yourself from morning till evening. You just listened, wrote it on the paper. That is not just enough. Remind yourself. Minimum, you have to do it 3 times. Because while eating, you have 2 hands. If one say if you are too busy, there are 2 hands. 1 hand is free to read while eating. Morning till evening, you have to teach other people, 2-3 people. You have to donate knowledge. I remember that's not just enough, donate knowledge. You have to keep it 2-3 times. Just try it for 10-15 days. Your anger will be gone. See the result. Every doctor gives the medicine. How much each one do? For some it will take longer, for some it will take less time. You have to check if the medicine is working for you or not. You have to work on yourself. Because anger is because of unconsciousness. For one who is unconscious, you are fed Sanjeevani medicine. That's why it's called through Jnana, you get Satgati. Just listening to Murli is not enough. In the Bhakti too, you need to recite Hanuman Chalisa or recite version of Gita. This is not that routine. This is study. You have to learn, write, study. First, you say, you have to win over the anger. Just try to experiment this. So, with each vices, there are different methods. If you do just one, everything will be gone. That won't work. You have to try for each one vice. Om Shanti.